Richard Lawrence and his team of a dozen African Union troops and observers are flying deep into rebel-held territory. This is not a combat mission. Instead, it is an attempt to coax holdout Darfuri rebels into accepting a peace agreement that they do not want. Rebels from a holdout faction of the Sudan Liberation Army have agreed to meet Lawrence outside of the tiny village of Debes. But the meeting begins poorly as the heavily armed rebels say they have decided that they don't want to speak to Lawrence. The colonel is clearly frustrated.
I want them to understand that I'm here to assist and I'm here to help. And they must understand that there's a peace process going on and I want to come and help to help them, but they must help me to help them.
These rebels are aligned with Abdelwahid Mohamed Noor, a commander with the Sudan Liberation Army who says the May 5th Darfur peace agreement does not offer Darfuris enough. Noor wants more compensation money for victims of this brutal war and a Darfuri vice president. Since the signing of the accord, violence has intensified between supporters of Noor and Mini Menawi, the SLA commander who did sign the agreement. The rebels in this region call Mini Menawi a traitor for accepting the peace deal. Rebel commander Ibrahim Abdullah is one of the first to air his concerns.
This is not peace yet. And Mini, he has no ground here. No civilian, no forces, nobody he has here in Darfur. Mini, he has nothing here in Darfur. What he signs is a character peace agreement between him and government. This is not for the Darfurian people. I am standing in front of you that to tell international community that they must know that our rights first and then peace later.
The Sudan Liberation Army split in November with many rebels allying themselves with Menawi. But Noor has retained immense popular support on the ground, and these people think of him as a hero for refusing to accept the peace agreement. The rebels tell Lawrence they believe the African Union is conspiring with the Sudan government. They demand international intervention in Darfur. Sudan is under intense pressure to allow a United Nations peacekeeping force to take over from the African Union, which has struggled with funding problems and a weak mandate. But the nation has taken a hard-line position, comparing international intervention in Sudan to that in Iraq and Vietnam. After deliberations, the rebels agree to lead Lawrence to their village so that his team can inspect the humanitarian situation there. A few hundred women and children have stayed in Debes despite raids by militias known as Janjaweed. The rebels are protecting them from the Janjaweed. It is clear that the people here will not accept the peace deal until the rebels do. Kultuma Muhammad has lost 4 sons to the war and says she will stay in Debes despite the dangers. I won't go to the camps, she says. I will stay here and die with my sons, the rebels. It is a difficult afternoon for Lawrence, but he remains upbeat. He hands out African Union caps to the men who inspect them before tugging them on. He gives candy to the children and cold drinks to the women. By the end of the afternoon, Lawrence is optimistic and says he is certain the people here have come to understand that the African Union is here to help. The rebels are not so sure. Ibrahim Abdullah told VOA, "We don't trust him yet." Noel King for VOA News, Debes, Darfur.